Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening to you. Good evening, good evening, good evening.
Welcome
to another edition of In the Author's Corner with ATN. Tonight I'm very, very honored to be speaking with a good friend of mine who spoke on our other show, and now she's going to come and talk to us about being an author. I'm talking about Nikki Alexander. Good evening, Nikki.
Good evening, ATN. Thank you so much for having me again.
Oh, you're quite welcome, my dear. You're quite welcome. Well, I can't believe it. Here we are, sitting down again to talk about becoming an author. Last time we spoke, we talked about what all you went through. Well, before we go any further, what about if you tell the audience a little bit about who you were, the story behind your becoming an author? Would you share that with your audience, with our audience today, please?
Yes, I one night started just hearing from God about what he wanted me to write, I guess, and I would forget what he would share with me, so I started keeping paper on the side of my bed and writing it down, and that stack of paper turned into a stack of notes that I started entering into the computer in 2005 and thus birthed my book.
Wow, 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 wow. We'll get more into the book in a few minutes, but let's go ahead and talk about the Nikki of yesterday. By that I mean, what happened that sparked the interest in writing your book? So tell us briefly about the Nikki of yesterday.
Well, I went through a lot of trials and tribulations, really from birth all the way up to I was about 33 years old.
Wow.
But I was
wow.
molested. At 5 years old by my mom's boyfriend, and I had a tumultuous relationship with my parents growing up, and then I ended up married very young to a minister who was domestically violent. So I shared all of that in my testimony and in the autobiography.
Wow, my goodness, my goodness. And you survived it all.
Yes, I did.
Talk about it. Good. You turn your lemons into lemonade, but turn it into a book.
Yes.
Wow, wow, wow. Well, let's go back to that then. How did you decide you wanted to become an author? Or did you decide you wanted to become an author? How did it come about?
Yeah, I really didn't make a decision. God just kind of put it in me, and he wouldn't.
Mm-hmm.
You know how once God starts speaking and he's pulling you towards something, he won't stop speaking until you get it done. it took me 10 years, but I did finally get it. It just kept unctuing my spirit.
Wow. You look like a teenager yourself, girl. Talking about 10 years, 30 years, this and that. You must have the numbers wrong. You look like you're no more than 25.
I just turned 36 in January.
Oh, I didn't ask for a number.
Okay.
Okay, good. I get very sensitive when I ask ladies to talk about their numbers, so I don't do that anymore. Okay, so you have a book out. You became an author. You went about it in a roundabout way because God told you to go ahead and put all that together. So
yeah.
You made a book. How long did you say it took you to write it? 10 years?
It took me 10 years, but I had no idea when I was a child. I was journaling when I was small, and I had no idea that those journals also become a part of a book that I would write once I became an adult.
Oh, I see.
So I used those as well.
Okay. Now, what about the other elements, such as editing and publishing your book? How long did it take to go through the editing process and the publishing process?
The editing process was only about 2 months. The publishing took a long time because, as you know, when you do something for the first time, you learn a lot.
Yes.
And you learn differently the second around. So the publishing took probably about 8 months because of the people I was working with. I know how to do it myself this next.
It'd be a lot easier, yes, exactly. And there's a lot of mistakes because we don't know. We don't know that we don't know. Exactly.
Right.
Okay. All right. So the book became published as a self-published book, or did you do the traditional route?
I published through Rich Media Publishing this time, and he put it out through Amazon, but I learned that that was something that instead of me paying someone to do, I could actually have done on my own.
On your own, yes. And like I said, those are the lessons we learn as we go along. Wow.
Yes.
Well, let's turn to then the discipline of writing. Now, when you decided to write, and as you said, you kept notes by your bedside, whenever you wrote, did you decide that you will write until you get it all out of your system, or did you set a certain time frame? How did it work for you?
It does take a lot of discipline. There were a lot of days that I would, I had a really large closet, bedroom closet. So I would take my card table and my laptop and my notes and literally lock myself in the closet for like 8 hours, like I was at work and didn't have a choice but to work. I would write for like 8 hours straight, come out for maybe a snack or something like that and go back in. But it does take a lot of dedication.
You've been a bad girl. Go to the closet, lock yourself in and start writing. I couldn't imagine.
Well, I have four children, so I had to go somewhere where they couldn't come.
Oh, that's why. Okay. You have to isolate yourself from all the distractions of the four kids. Okay, all right.
And there's no TV in there either, so.
Okay, so no distraction. Yeah. Okay, so you basically eliminated all the possible distractions. Okay. That obviously worked for you, did it not?
Yeah, it did. It worked out wonderfully.
Now, that could get rather boring after a while. So how did you happen to stick with it?
Just when you start, you definitely want your work to be something that someone would want to read. So you're going to find yourself reading it over and over and over again. And you, as the story feels, it makes you want to continue to write and get it out and also to try to put a cliffhanger at the end of every chapter to keep the reader's attention. So it became exciting as it began to unfold.
Okay. Now talking about exciting, I have a little exciting surprise for you because you didn't know I was going to do this. But yes, I do. I was able to go on your page and find something that I want to go ahead and share with you right now, and then you could tell us about it afterwards. So just take a listen.
Hey, Facebook, I am shouting out my girl, Nikki Alexander, for writing such an amazing book, What the Devil Meant for Bad, God Used for My Good. She was molested at the age of 5, addicted to porn by 9, raped by her child's father at 20, married to a minister who was abusive from 21 to 31, and it tells about how God brought her through all of this with her mind and heart still intact. So, girl, I can't wait to read this book. Thank you so much for sending it, and you guys go get it, okay? God bless.
Wow, wow, wow. Now, you didn't know I was going to do that, did you?
No, I appreciate that, though.
No problem, no problem. Now, give us the story behind all that. Who was that?
I was watching TV one night, and I just decided by faith to contact every celebrity that I saw on TV One that night. That was Karen White, the singer of Superwoman. She used to be an R&B singer. And I reached out, and she was kind enough to do that video for my book, and I sent her a copy of it.
Wow, that's wonderful. That's wonderful.
Yes.
So God is working in all kinds of God is working all kinds of mysterious ways for you on your behalf, huh?
Yes, he is.
Wow. Well, before we go any further, let's let the audience know where they can get a copy of your book.
My website, which is NikkiAlex.net, also BarnesandNoble.com and Amazon.com.
Very good, very good. Okay. So I'm impressed with the endorsement you got on a video, of all things, put it in writing, but now she went ahead and put herself out there. So that is really good. Fantastic.
Yeah.
So God, when God works, he works out, doesn't he?
Yes, he does.
Yeah, sure, sure. Okay, now let's get back to the writing aspect. When you start putting this book together, did you consider yourself an author, or did it just was something that you were doing because God told you to do it?
I didn't consider myself an author. It was actually pretty funny to start hearing people say that once the book came out. I just knew that I wanted to be obedient to what he was calling me to do, because I knew after a while that he must have been wanting me to do it so that other people could be healed by my story.
Great, great. And when you put the book together, how did you organize it? I mean, what did you put first, second, third, fourth down the line? I know you said you had some cliffhangers, but how did you connect the chapters or end the chapters or start the chapters?
Well, it's an autobiography, so I just basically started with my earliest childhood memory and went all the way up to present day. Yeah.
Wow. It sounds to me like there's room for a part two. Is there one in the works?
I am working on a book two, but it's not an autobiography. It's going to be something like lessons from book one, lessons learned from book one.
Okay.
Yeah.
And now you're becoming a true author, huh?
Yeah.
Lessons learned as an author, right, right. And there's a lot of those to be learned when we become a first-time author. And that's what this show is all about, helping authors understand it isn't just sitting down and writing something on paper and then put it out and say, I'm a published author. No, 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 there's a lot more to it than that. Yeah. Well, could you share with us, please, our new and aspiring authors, what have you learned? Maybe one of the things you have learned that you would be willing to share. What would that be?
One of the things I learned, which was what we were talking about previously, was choosing a publisher or deciding if you want to self-publish, and also how to market your book and get your product out to the world. I've been blessed to know someone who knows a lot of people in the industry, so I've done at least 9 radio shows in the last 4 or 5 months. Yeah, it's just been a blessing. God is just opening doors left and right. And I just believe if you're obedient to him, he'll just continue to bless you and keep pulling you forward
and
put your product. Yeah.
There you go. Amazing, amazing. Girl, you've done more interviews than I've done. I'm just kidding with you. How has the reception been with your family?
They're not very happy about the book. I just wish they could understand that it's not about them, it's not even about me. It's about the people who will be healed by hearing my story, and that I've already forgiven. I've forgiven everyone that I wrote about that either abused me or did anything in the book, but they don't see it that way, so I just have to keep praying for them.
Yeah. There you go. There you go. Now, I got on your website and I got on your Facebook page. I found some interesting things that really amazed me. From the background you came from to where you are today, I see a totally brand new person. Every picture I saw of you had a wonderful smile. It looked like you were enjoying life. Am I right or wrong?
Oh, you're absolutely right. I'm definitely enjoying life at this latter stage in my my life.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I particularly look at some of your wedding pictures, and every one of those wedding pictures had a smile a mile wide. So that tells you right then and there that you are happy this time around.
Oh, yes. I'm very happy. I'm remarried. Almost 3 years will be May the 4th of this year. And my husband. Yeah, he is trustworthy, he's loving, he's funny. He works over in Afghanistan, so we're going to celebrate our anniversary when he comes home by going to Hawaii year. Yeah.
Okay. Well, I was going to say to you, why don't you go in the bedroom and bring him out here and talk to us? But now if he's in Afghanistan, it's going to be kind of difficult for you to go grab him by the hand and bring him over. But tell you what, the next time you're on the show, we definitely will have you back. Next time you're on the show, he's invited just as much as you are.
Okay, thank you so much.
You're welcome. So
yeah, he actually listened to me on the air last night from his computer at work.
Oh, fantastic. That's amazing what technology can do when it works, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah. Great. Well, you're certainly making your rounds as an author, and definitely that's the way it has to go, because having the book out and having letting people know about it is not helping anyone at all. And you are on a mission. You're on a personal and passionate mission and path to the purpose. I can see that in you. I know basically you want to let people know not just your story, but so they can benefit from what you didn't know, what you had to learn the hard way. Is that right?
That's absolutely correct. I just want other women to know that there is hope, and whatever you're going through, whatever you're facing, if you're facing it with God, you're not alone, and you can pull through it just like I did.
So you know what? From what you're saying and what you have done, you seem to me like a role model. In fact, the kind of role model I like to follow. So with your permission, when I grow up, I want to be like you.
Oh, thank you. Yeah.
Go ahead.
Oh, I was just saying, I always strive to continue to grow. I don't ever want to remain stagnant because, you know, we're perfect. No one is perfect but the Messiah himself. So we will all be growing until we leave this earth. So I'm always trying to find ways to be better.
Every day is a growing day. Exactly, yeah. Now, I make fun of it by saying I want to be like you when I grow up, but what I'm actually saying, though, basically, in a humorous way, that you have characteristics that are of leadership. And I say that because you're doing exactly what you said to you, God wanted you to do, lead others into a purposeful path. And I can see that in you and what you're doing, what you're saying, how you go about it. And gee whiz, people will follow you because you are leading the path. So continue doing what you're doing.
Thank you. Yeah.
Great. So how has your experience been going from one show to another to another to another?
Oh, it's just been a blessing. I'm just like, God has just opened the doors left and right. I was running errands yesterday, and the lady who was doing my taxes, she said, I have a friend who owns a radio station. And so she said, let me get her on the phone. She called her, and I just went by there yesterday and gave her my book. And there's 30 shows aired from her station. So she's going to basically pitch my book to me for all 30 shows. So God is just awesome.
What?
He just opened it.
Yes. I saw that picture on Facebook, and you were saying the only complaint you had is that you were in flats. You didn't have your high heels on.
Yeah.
Right?
Yes.
Now that's a true woman in you talking, right?
Yes.
Oh, to heck with the high heels. You got your message across, and that's what's important.
That's what's important.
Amazing. Yes. So let's get back then to the act of writing. You have to really lock yourself in your closet to minimize the distraction while you sat down to write. How long a period of time did you stay in there? Half an hour, hour?
No, like 8 hours, like a regular work day.
Really? 8 hours?
Yeah, I would come out to eat lunch or, you know, something like that and stretch for a little bit and then go right back in.
So you were truly disciplined to do this, weren't you?
Oh, yeah, you have to be disciplined and dedicated. You have to be. Because there's, like you said, so many distractions that can pull you away from. But I can't even describe how God was just, like, unctioning me to get it done. So I got to push through and get it done.
Well, what made you stick to it? I mean, there's something about you or something in you that helped you to stick to it. What was that?
It was basically my faith and my relationship with him, me wanting other women, or even men, to hear my story and go, you know what, if she can do that, I know I can do it, you know. Being able to bless someone else's life with the trials that you went through, and even if it's to save them from went through the same thing, it's all worth it.
Great. Now, in your travels, in your book signings, in your events that you've been to, talk shows, interviews, whatever, everything you've done, what kind of reception have you been getting from men who may have read your book or learned about your book?
I've been getting a lot of good feedback. Some people have said that my book is like a modern-day Color Purple, but it is my story. It's a true story about myself. And I always hear the two words, page turner. Once you pick it up, you can't put it down. So I think that's a blessing that he gifted me to write it, and not only to write it, but that people would actually want to continue to read it.
Okay. Now let's go back to your husband, because you can't leave him out. He's a very integral part of who you are today. And I'm really impressed with how you two seem to blend so well together. How did that come to be? I mean, here you were in this negative, dark spot in your life, throughout your life. And all of a sudden, I don't know if it's a sudden or what, but it seems like it's all of a sudden, there's a knight in shining armor. How did that come to be? How did that come about?
We actually grew up together, but you know how when you grow up, everybody goes their separate ways. I hadn't seen him in over 12 years. And he said he just kept asking my family about me, my mom and my sister, where I was. He didn't know why. But over the years, he kept asking. He was concerned about me. And then I went through my divorce, and he was visiting the U.S. from Afghanistan, getting ready to head back overseas. And my sister told me he wanted everybody to meet up and, you know, go out to dinner. And from there, we just clicked, and we have been inseparable ever since. We've been together now 5 years and married for almost 3 years, so it's been a blessing to be able to smile and have peace in my life.
Great, fantastic. So it went click, and now it's going click-clock, tick-tock, is that right?
Yep, exactly.
Keep on keeping on, girl, tick-tock, that's your new name. Tick-tock, the TikTok girl.
Yeah, exactly.
All right. Tell our audience again, please, where they can pick up a copy of your book.
At my website, Nikki, N-I-K-K-I, Alex, A-L-E-X.net. Also, BarnesandNoble.com and Amazon.com.
Good. Now, is it only in hard copy or soft copy, or is it electronic too?
They can also order it by digital copy as well.
Okay, all right.
Yeah.
Now, for new people, digital copy means the e-book version, is that right?
Right, the e-book version, yes, sir.
Yeah, okay. Sir, you call me sir? Nah, I'm just Etienne, that's my name. Yes, ma'am, okay. I got to deal with you. You call me sir, I'll call you ma'am.
Mrs.
That's the way
Alexander.
My grandmother raised.
I can get formal too, Mrs. Alexander. Anyhow, it's fun to chit chat with you, Nikki. I hope you continue what you're doing, and I hope, I know you will continue what you're doing, because it's a passion you have, a mission you have, a purpose you have. It's making a lot of sense to a lot of people. So continue doing what you're doing.
Thank you. I appreciate you for having me today.
You're welcome. You're welcome. We're here to be of help to you any which way you can. So if anything comes up again, an event, a book signing, a new book, whatever it is, let us know. We're here to open doors for you and do whatever we can. Our door is always open.
I do have a book signing coming up April the 17th at 555 North Beltline in DeSoto, Texas. Yes.
In Texas?
Yes, in DeSoto, Texas.
Okay, I'll get my pilot to bring the jet around so I can hop up there and be with you guys.
Okay.
I wish. But I'm there in spirit there. I'm there in spirit. Or by that matter, we might have you come down to the Virgin Islands one day. Who knows? How would that be?
That would be nice.
Well, we're working at it to see what we can do. What we can do. Okay.
Yeah. Most definitely.
Well, listen. Yeah. Is there anything else you want to share with the audience? Any closing thoughts or comments or anything else?
Keep God first and be obedient and walk with Him, and you can't lose. That's just what I want everybody to know, that healing is available if you just call on His name.
Great. Now, let me just ask you this as a closing question. You've been through a whole lot of negatives in your life up until about age 30, roughly. How did you happen to turn it all around and be the happy, satisfied, contented person that you are today?
It's like God said, my peace will surpass all understanding, just His peace and knowing that He didn't leave me, and everything that I endured, He was always there, and He never left me and He never forsook me. So He didn't let me fall, and as long as I held on to Him, I just kept pushing forward. And then finally, He brought me in my happy place with my husband and my family, and I'm happy now. So,
yeah. Your happy place, huh? Okay, all right, good enough. What do your children say about your book and having a mom as an author? There's two questions, one at a time.
They're excited about me being an author, but they're not allowed to read my book. I told them they have to, because it's very candid. Yeah.
Okay. And how do they feel about that? Mama don't want us to read her book. Mama's a bad mama. Is that what
they
say?
Well, the teenager, she's more curious than the little ones. My oldest daughter is 16, so she's like, why can't I read it? I know why they can't read it. But I don't want them to read until they get a little older where they can understand some of those situations that I went through.
A little more mature. Sure. Okay. Well, Nikki, is there anything else you want to share with the audience? Any other tidbits, suggestions, comments, questions, whatever?
When you're writing your book, just pray for God to open doors for the right people to work with, whether it be advertising, PR, publishing, marketing, whatever it is. Just ask for Him to open the door for you to be introduced to the right people, because everybody is writing a book, and some people try to take advantage of you when you're just starting out. So just make sure you have a team that you trust. Yeah.
Right. Very good. Very good. Very good. By the way, we know somebody in common, Gina. Gina's spoken highly of you, and I'm going to be working with her and doing some things. Yeah. So that's good.
Yeah, she's my PR rep.
Say again, please?
Yeah, Gina Johnson, she's my PR rep.
Oh, your PR rep. Okay. Well, I thought so. Yeah. So, Nikki, thank you very much for taking time to be with us today. We certainly enjoy the fact that you would be here with us, but even more important than that, you are definitely a lady who became an author, who became a happily married Mrs. Alexander, I have to emphasize that, who is on a personal, passionate path with a purpose. Continue doing what you're doing, girl. All the best to you. God knows what you're doing, and He can't do anything wrong. So therefore, whatever He tells you to do, it's the right thing. But Nikki,
thanks
ever so much for being here with us tonight. We want to have you know that you're welcome back anytime.
Thank you. I really appreciate you. It's always my pleasure.
Okay, our pleasure too. So Nikki, thanks again. We'll see you around, and then I'm going to close out with your endorsement, and I'll put it back on because I think it's powerful. So here's what's her name, Karen White?
Karen White,
yeah. Okay, Karen White, giving it, as she called it, a shout-out. Okay, here we go. Karen White, so long, everyone.
Hey, Facebook,
so long,
I am shouting out my girl, Nikki Alexander, for writing such an amazing book, What the Devil Meant for Bad, God Used for My Good. She was molested at the age of 5, addicted to porn by 9, raped by her child's father at 20, married to a minister who was abusive from 21 to 31, and it tells about how God brought her through all of this with her mind and heart still intact. So, girl, I can't wait to read this book. Thank you so much for sending it, and you guys go get it, okay? God bless.
Okay. So long, everybody. So long. See you next time. On In the Author's Corner with ATN. Bye-bye.